Heart disease is one of the leading causes of death for Nevadans. To understand heart health, Reno-based cardiologist Dr. Chris Rowan has studied a group of people in South America and also examined the CT scans of ancient mummies. He spoke with our reporter, Ann Gray.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death for both men and women. And in the U.S., about 1 in 4 deaths is attributed to heart disease. Why are the numbers so high in this country, and how does this compare to the rest of the world?
That's something that we've seen epidemiologically for the last 50 years. Heart disease is the leading cause of death throughout the Western industrialized nations, not just the United States, and it's the leading cause and emerging cause of death in the third world as well. And why that is, we're still trying to unravel. Certainly there's a component of inactivity as well as lifestyle choices, smoking, poor diet choices, but there's also further risk factors that we're still trying to unlock.
Heart disease is often attributed to these modern lifestyle choices. But a few years ago, you headed over to Germany to analyze the CT scans of ancient mummies. What did you expect to find in that work?
My group has scanned mummies around the world. I was invited to join the group in Berlin, Germany, as well as in Italy. And the real question there has been, is atherosclerosis and heart disease a modern disease, or is that something that's been present throughout the past 5,000 years or so? And really, what was the natural history of cardiovascular health before we see our modernization of our civilization? And in every civilization we've studied, whether or not be mummies in Greenland, the South American mummies, Korean mummies, or even Egyptian mummies, is everyone seems to get some degree of atherosclerosis.
And is that due to aging?
Partially due to aging and partially due to other lifestyle factors that we don't understand. And there's a theory that our group is working on, which is whatever leads to atherosclerosis or heart disease later in life might have been an immunologic response that allowed you to survive your childhood and perhaps attacked a disease like tuberculosis or a parasitic infection. But then that disease process and that response later on in life leads to heart disease.
And then more recently, you were also part of a medical group that studied the Chimones, a native population in the Amazon. Specifically, they are farmers in Bolivia. It's been discovered that this group has some of the healthiest hearts in the world. What did you learn about them?
The real question is, could we find a group of people around the world that we think may have lived the way our human population did, say, 10 or 20,000 years ago? And although they're a very advanced culture, they practice a lifestyle of hunting and fishing, and they're very active. And perhaps maybe we can learn something from them about our heart health, about where we came from as a species 20,000 years ago. And as we embarked on this project, we started finding some very surprising results that we didn't fully expect. We thought that they wouldn't have any heart disease at all. And in fact, we found the opposite, that they do have some, but they seem to be delayed 20 to 30 years in developing it.
After learning about the heart health of ancient mummies and the Chimones, what can scientists glean from these types of studies to help with the prevention of heart disease?
For me, as a clinical cardiologist, there's a conundrum that I can't understand. Is that if everything in life is diet, inactivity, and cholesterol, I see certain patients that are respectfully obese, sedentary, with diabetes, and they have a lot of symptoms that remind me of heart disease. And when I take them to the cardiac cath lab and I look at their arteries, they're absolutely pristine. And that doesn't make any sense. And then there's the second conundrum, which is the healthy young 50-year-old executive, male or female, is out running for the day and drops dead of a massive heart attack. By all measures, that person would lead a completely perfectly healthy lifestyle and should have no risk factors at all. I scratch my head and I say, you know, what else is going on here? It's certainly more than just diet and lifestyle. Perhaps there's a genetic component. About 25 years ago, there was a great study that was done over in Europe where they looked at twin studies, and they found out that if you had an identical twin who had had a heart attack, your risk factor your risk of getting a heart attack yourself was about tenfold higher. And so that's arguing that genetics is playing an incredible role here that we're only starting to unlock.
So does that mean that all those people spending the time on the treadmill and eating kale, that it can only do so much because of their genetic makeup?
Yeah, you know, there was a really good paper that addressed that very question right there, which was looking at the components of genetics and the components of lifestyle. And basically what they said is no matter what you do, if you follow a healthy lifestyle and you're active, you're going to lower your risk, and that's very, very clear. But if you have that high-risk genetic feature, you're still at an advanced risk above and beyond people without the risk. But that risk will be lowered by following a better lifestyle, eating better, being active, obviously not smoking.
Dr. Chris Rowan is a cardiologist at Renown Health. Thank you so much for sharing your insights with us today.
Thank you.